קוף סמכס. אוי לפנו חתיך של פס, פס שולם, הכל מנכון. כן, slices of bread and a whole loaf of bread, or a roll, and they're made out of the same type of grain. מבורך על השולם. There's a hidden mitzvah to make a broch on the mochal of a piece. So if you have a full one, then sholem is more choshev than a slice. Afilu pas kibon, the cotton, the chatiha pas nekiyot gedoyla. Even if the slice is bigger, but sholem is better. It's a rule in life. A person should try to be sholem. Not be big in one thing, it's more in another thing. So, anyway, sholem takes precedence over chatiha, even if the chatiha is bigger. And not only that, even if the chatiha is a finer bread, a whiter bread, then even so, to make a broch on the sholem. Aval, and Asholim, you say, Vachaticha is mechitim. But the Asholim was made out of barley, and the slice was made out of wheat. So that's a completely different type of grain. Afilik Tana, even though the wheat is smaller, but wheat has a chshivas over barley. And the Prusa, Tachas HaShleimo, for Tzeh Mishneh Miachad, or it is a topic, which one is more choshev. So we want to have the Shleimo of the Seivin, and the mile of chitin, so you hold both of them at the time of the broch, and the broch is going on both of them. Shavu explains to Miketin, the wheat is more kosher. Just, this is called, let's say today Shemayim. This is your Shemayim of a Jew. He wants to do everything as perfect as he can. What's the big deal? And make a broch this way, the broch goes other way. Anyway, chit is better. No, I want to be makshiv the broch as much as possible, and if you hold both of them. There's another way to makshiv a broch, by the way, is to have kavanah when you say it. Even more important than this. There's another situation, by the way, where it says you should hold them both in your hands. They're both made out of wheat, let's say, and you didn't have a full loaf of bread, you didn't have a roll or whatever it is, and you picked up a slice with intention to make a broch on it. And before you made the broch, they brought you a whole bread. So it says it's not nice to put down the one that you already started to make, you were planning to make a broch on. In that situation, also hold both of them. You have to match with everything we have. Mishnah Berurah in the Magen Avraham says there was a full bread of shipul, which is a type of grain, and a slice of wheat, or the slice of soyin. Then you don't have to hold both of them together, but you should make the bracha on the slice one, because shipul is less choshev than soyin. Those are the only two that are mentioned in the pasuk are chitin and soyin. So the covered of chitin and soyin, even though Mikra didn't you make the brach on the chitin, but if you have a whole one of soyin, then you hold the two together. But if the choice is shipun, or according to this, any of the other ones, rye or spelt or another type of bread, so oath you would make on the slice of wheat before even the whole of the other meat. And the Ramah says, L'chol zeh k'shiroi t'lecha mishneh. This whole business of picking the more choshev one of the two, is when you plan to eat both of them. Amin roi t'lecha lev me'efen me'em yivzeh lov. L'chol l'shtey nachaf yishu choshev. He wants to eat spelt bread. He doesn't want to eat wheat bread. So he's not mechuyev to make a broch on the wheat bread because it's a more chosh of a broch, even if they're both in front of him, because he's only planning to eat one of them. If they're both equal in his mind, and knows he could eat one of the two, if not planning to eat both, then he should pick the more chosh of the broch. They're both complete, a whole bread, a whole loaf of bread. And they're also from, let's say, the both wheat, which is one is bigger than the other one. So basically, the more intrinsic the maila is, the more gedim it has. So the type of grain, wheat or barley, and the other ones, that goes first. Wheat is number one, maila over everything, even if it's a prusa. Then after that comes the maila of sholem, because that's also something which is not subjective. It's sholem. If they're both sholem, so the next level down is the size. That's less intrinsic. So if you're both shalom in the same min, you make on the bigger one. Yesh l'adam shnei chatoi lechem ve'en l'lechem shalom. You have two halves of a lechem. Yichavim yachad ve'etzo v'shum dovo shelo yeniyeh v'dinu k'shalom. If you have two halves of a bread and you stick them together, look like one bread, then there's an inyan of putting some toothpicks between them and sticking them together that should look like one bread. Mishabur brings the Magen Avraham says that during the week you don't have to bother with this chumrah. Just on Shabbos, if you have lechem mishnah, you don't have lechem mishnah, then you should take a toothpick or the likes and stick them together. And not take wood that is muksa for this purpose. The feel of the Shabbos, yochel lechavim, as we were saying, this maila of doing so is even on Shabbos. And if you have a real Shalom, you should not throw in the DF and you have nothing left. Instead, you know. By the way, the Nitziv says that a person doesn't have the Shalom at all. You only have slices on Shabbos, you should take two slices. Because it's not to say that Lechem Mishnah is enough, two bread, and not the whole bread. Siv Gimel, Shnei Gluskot, Adhuim, Yachash, and Nefem. Two rolls that were baked next to each other, and they got stuck together. Nefem, Mena Achas, Vashni, and Shara Shalom. Here, one of them got trapped, and the other one is Shalom. Toiv, Lahab, and Achatich, and Shalom, 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 and If I pull off that half one, it looks more like a shalom. It's better to take off that extra piece so it should look more shalom. It looks more mechudim. Ramah says, "Lo yirta imen mokum shahoy." He says, "Hulka bechavas hashem nevis kafruz del yirta mokum hashalom shabo." If you have two loaves of bread or two rolls that were baked and they got stuck together, and you take them apart, so the place that they were stuck together doesn't look like a shalom. It wasn't baked. You have two things stuck together, so there's no crust on that area they were stuck in. So you should cut it from the part that has the crust on it. Siv dalet. Pasta oyun upas kusni. Barley bread and kusmin bread. Spelt. And the mevarach hashem se'oyun kiven shuvu mimin shiva. The barley comes first because it's one of the seven minim mentioned in the Torah. Spelt is not mentioned in the Torah. Avish kusmin yotim. Even the kusmin is a finer quality bread, and even if you like it better, we paskin that you go by the one that is the Shiva Saminim. There is an opinion there, though, that you go by the one you like better. That's the Rambam's opinion, but the Ikur is in Paskin that you go by the one that's more kosher, like we said. The halacha, the way you remember it, is what's more intrinsic. We know that the Shiva Saminim are more intrinsically kosher than the ones that are not Shiva Saminim. The one that's chovev to me, subjective thing. I personally like it. In respect to Kusmin and Shipo, if you have spelt and rye, so both of them are equal status, seem to be equal status, because they're both narrowed in the Torah. Even so, the kusmin is a spelt as some maila. What's the maila? Of course, it's considered a type of wheat. The other one is considered a type of barley. Pas nekiyo pas kibo. Mevorach al shen nekiyo. If you have a bread which was sifted out better, a white bread, or a bread which is not so well sifted out, you should make a broch on the one which is finer, more sifted out bread. Even if the kibo, the one that is not fine, bigger, once again, the one that was sifted out is more intrinsic than size, and therefore you make the bracha on one that was more knocking, more sifted out. But if the one which is not sifted out is sholim, then that comes first. Once again, sholim comes before being sifted out. Sholim is the shape of the thing itself, sifted out is just the way it looks, and both of them come before chavos. So basically, the rule is Shiva Taminim comes first, afterwards Sholim, afterwards Noki, afterwards the size. In Chaviv, says look and raise your mouth. So, once again, if you feel that you don't want to eat white bread, today white bread is less popular than it used to be years ago, less healthy. So if you don't want to eat it, you don't have